declare this ordinary council meeting of the Portland Shire Council open at 4 PM. One apology, Councillor Lucchese. Declarations of interest by members. Do we have anyone with a financial proximity, impartiality or indirect financial? Councillor Bowie.
Impartiality interest in item 14.2 as a committee member of Coolum Traces.
No further direct declarations of interest. Public question time. I have no public applications of leave of absence for the April meeting. 7.1, confirmation of the Shire minutes from the ordinary meeting 19th of February 2025. The mover and seconder, Councillor Mullum, Councillor Miller. Any questions or discussions out of those minutes? Opposed to receiving those minutes? Carried. 7.2, Row Rock ordinary meeting, 7th of March 2025, attachment 1. Mover and seconder, Councillor Noble. Any questions or comments out of those minutes? As to receiving those minutes, no presentations or deputations. 9.1, list of accounts paid during the month of February 2025, attachment 2. Mover and seconder, Councillor Miller, Councillor Mullum. Any questions out of those accounts? As to the officer's recommendation. My two financial reports, February 2025, mover and seconder, Baker, Councillor Noble. Any questions or comments out of that report? As to adopting officer's recommendation. Point three, annual budget review, mover and seconder, Councillor Mullum, Legangel. Questions or comments out of that?
The capital grants, the receipt of capital grants, perhaps at the bottom of the list. What were the major capital grants involved in that?
It was the time and distance difference between your closing net current assets balance and the income that would be received during the year. I don't know exactly what the grants were.
That was to do with the WSFN. Yeah.
Okay.
So we made an adjustment after we'd done the budget to change the timing of when we recognise some of the income that Rahul to work in progress.
Oh, yes.
And then we've just reversed that so that we've recognised the income related to that as well.
It's been split into two different budgets.
Yeah. Basically rectify itself in the next budget. Any further queries or questions on that report?
That pre-van rack change room, is that will that complete the project?
Yes.
Just adopting the officer's recommendation. Carried. 9.4, Row Rock Key Worker Housing Investment Project. Seconder, Councillor Miller. Councillor Smoker. Questions or comments out of that?
Make a comment, President. Yeah, with it, the recommendation as presented, really the first step, which now allows us to go forward with a more concise business case and application for funding. So, Councillor Bowie did ring me this morning and had queried some of the numbers against the various bills of costing across the four shires, and that those numbers will be interrogated a bit more as we move forward. But at this stage, it's sort of you've got the broad outline, you've got the preliminary business case, and yeah, it's really just one step going forward. So I remain hopeful that it'll be a impetus to bring in some external funding. It's been a reasonably positive exercise. It did lose a bit of momentum due to one of the key officers from the Wheatbelt Development Commission moving on from his role with them, and he took up a planning position with the Shire of Dandaragon. But we keep moving forward with this one, with Council adopting it.
Do we need to add another point to the resolution to be able to alter those numbers in the report?
I don't think we do, Councillor, because it's you're adopting the preliminary business case. So that's not a finite business case. It's necessarily going to go verbatim with the whatever application goes forward. So I think we'll maintain flexibility within the numbers. But I'm pretty comfortable with it. Yeah, we maintain that flexibility moving forward. And it's not binding.
Yeah, it is. Is at what point do, like, if we get a grant or whatever, what point do we take control of it, or do we not take control of it? It's all run by ROROC, or how does it work?
I would anticipate that individually, that if we're successful with a funding application through ROROC, that each shire would be taking on board the individual tendering, or we might do a collective tender process. But the decision will be with each individual council to accept a tender with a builder, if you like.
Yep.
And with any grant application that goes out, underpinned by this business case, if there's a financial commitment from the Shire of Fulham, that would come to the Shire of Fulham to endorse that commitment, yep, whatever that financial commitment might be. So, applying for $3 million requires the commitment of $1 million from the Shire of Fulham. You'll get the opportunity to view that,
yep,
and need to authorise it.
Well, what we can now achieve with ROROC, the new format, and having the CEO, it's actually starting to kick a few goals. No further questions on that. Is anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 1.5, extension of Avon Waste Contract. Over in Councillor Bowie. Councillor Mullen, queries or comments on that?
Right, one comment, Mr. President. The other, our fellow ROROC member shires will be considering the same extension. We did discuss that we go back to market and not go down that 1 year by 1 year by 1 year, but we thought it's best just to stick with the CPI increases with the taking up the option. But yeah, they provide a very good service and a very seamless service. It was an easy one to recommend.
We get a breakdown on there. We used to have one for the tons and the amount of dollars on the recycling. And
it's in the minutes of the ROROC meeting.
Oh, it is in there.
Well, should be in there each month.
Already out.
So
just make a note of it anyway. Yep.
Just while we're talking about waste, you get a lot of people kept saying that it all goes in the same hole and we don't need to worry about separating it properly, but there was a financial benefit to the council to have it.
Yep.
We'd be able to spread that message out if there's substantial one there installed. Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? 9.6, lighting agenda for the tennis club. A mover and seconder. Councillor Noble, Councillor Gangel. Any queries or discussions on that? Bottom.
Yeah, Mr. President. Is there, just looking at that financial breakdown, so is there any contribution from the club itself? Main contribution? Zero. Should there be?
There is, isn't there?
I would have thought. You expected there'd be some contribution from the club. Just put it out there.
Any money left after the court resurface?
I assume not, but an attempt to raise some funds would be something. I know it's not a big number in the scheme of things. But I'll just ask a question.
Any question?
Oh, okay. I think we should be putting something to it. Appreciate it. So, I guess there's other avenues that funds come in to Coolin and get divvied out through the push races, and there's a lot of volunteer hours in those sort of areas. But personally, I'd like to see some contribution of some sort,
yeah, from the tennis club. Like to put a number on it or just.
We haven't given that much thought, to be honest. That's what their capacity is, which is probably limited, is it?
No, that's all I'm not sure of.
Yeah. Have any knowledge on the financial position of the club?
I've always thought that's sort of been one of these sort of things work. There's always a bit of a contribution from the club.
Funded anything before that hasn't had some input from the club?
Not with sporting clubs as a rule, no.
I'm just worried about starting a precedent.
Yeah.
Hockey Lights didn't have any club contribution.
Oh, yeah.
Court reserves in?
or weren't required in the end to put any money towards that. And they've saved for that money. But, yeah, they didn't contribute to that either.
It's all basketball.
Yeah, all basketball.
More just asking the question, really. There's a majority vote, isn't there, really?
I suggest we go with the recommendation as it is, but it's probably holistically maybe it's something we need to have a look at. Just, yeah, we've got that. More sport and rec applications and lights, and, you know, maybe a bit of a framework around contributions, if you like that.
Mm.
So it's, yeah, I think a level of consistency is probably what we expect.
Yeah, I was thinking. So would you like to put up an alternate? And we just.
Maybe just go with what Alan just suggested for now.
Get back to volunteer burnout sometimes if it,
yeah,
and they don't have any money, and then
that's why I appreciate one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd just be nice to know if they've got fun sitting there, I suppose.
Yeah, we're not privy to the information, so.
No.
That's always your first point of call is always to apply for the funding.
Well, I mean, you can look at this. Same situation if all of a sudden Dugan and wanted some new lights, and then we've got to find a grant. I know that's the first thing, and we'd have to come up with 28 grand for their lights, which we've just done here. So, I think it's a fair question.
We put in there with a club contribution if. Funds are available or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they can not put anything in if it's not going to work.
Have the officer's recommendation there as it stands. I suggest that you vote on that as it is and then have a subsequent resolution that the Shire seek confirmation on the Corn Tenants Club as their financial additional capacity to contribute without actually naming a number, if you like, but create that expectation that we'd like to see a
contribution.
Mm-hmm. Contribution.
So that'd be just another second motion.
Yeah, so have it as two motions. So you've got the application goes in, clear that away, and then you have a subsequent motion. Yeah.
I just think it's, you know, like given that other clubs will actually read it and see that there's no contribution, so then I can open up the door for upgrades elsewhere. Clubs don't need to contribute. So, I'm happy to do that.
So, anyone opposed to the officer's recommendation as written?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, well, yes, I am.
Who? 5-2. So, they'll be carried. And we'll do an additional recommendation. Do we need a mover and?
Yep, so the motion would be that the council seeks confirmation of the financial position of the Bullen Tennis Club with a view to its financial capacity to contribute towards the upgrade of the club likewise.
Yeah, happy to move that. Good move, Councillor Mullen. Second on Councillor Miller, opposed to adopting that recommendation. Carried.
Thank you.
9.7, formal variation, approval to develop application, liquid fertiliser blending facility on Williams Continent Road. Another mover and seconder, Councillor Smoker, Councillor Gangel. Any queries or comments?
What was their excuse or reason why all of a sudden the door was on that side? Did they have any explanation at all?
Functional sense, what was relayed to me was that it was always intended to be there. Plans just didn't reflect it. Yeah. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is the plan that came through didn't have a northing reference points as well, so that was missed as well. So.
Yeah.
That reference to road, though.
But it does make sense you'd have a door on that side to drive in and out with a forklift to load trucks and stuff. And then the other side hidden. Sort of makes sense, so maybe it was just
this morning, but
the original plan, there was a massive gap between the tanks where that door was, so it was obviously set like that for a reason. But there's two tanks one side and one tank on the other side of the door.
Yep.
It just seems odd that that was never the intention.
I guess from the discussion, you know, back in August was probably more always around the aesthetics, how far forward it was, close to the Williams Continental Road. As the officer writing the report, I don't have any issue or see that this changes the aesthetics at all. So in that sense, it's just a formality, albeit it's not ideally how you'd like things to roll out.
Yeah.
Further? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. Ten point one, compliance reporting, general compliance, February 2025, attachment 9. Mover and seconder, Councillor Noble, Councillor Miller. Any questions or comments out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 10.2, compliance audit return. 2024 adoption, attachment 10, mover and seconder, Councillor Gangel, Councillor Miller. Any questions or comments out of that report?
Correct.
Yep.
The recommendation that you're adopting is?
That Council adopt the compliance audit return 2024 as presented. Authorise the CEO and the Shire President to sign the compliance audit return and endorse the return for submission to the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries by the 31st of March.
Anyone opposed to adopting that? Carried. A copy of this. Okay. A late item. Oh,
item 11.
Motions which previous notice have been given. Nil. Motions from members without notice. Nil. New business of an urgent nature. 13.1, Blazing Swan land use agreement.
Legal motion to introduce that.
Mover and seconder. Councillor Spoker, Councillor Gangel. Have a motion to move that recommendation. Councillor Noble, Councillor Smoker. Any queries or comments out of that?
24, correct.
Yes, it is. Yep, that 5-year previous time period expired last year, exactly. So.
Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? 14.1, confidential item, meeting closed to the public. Seconder. Mullen, Councillor Smoker. The meeting is closed to the public at
4:27.
Yep, be precise. I have a mover and seconder to come out of camera, thanks. Councillor Bowie. Councillor Noble.
At 4:28.
Instead of being a nice
little one. Yep. So, and then we just need one more procedural motion from please, Council, that we the Council endorse the report and the confidential recommendation as presented in item 14.2. So, mover and a seconder.
Councillor Mullum, Councillor Gangel, anyone opposed? Carried. That's all we've got. Being no further business, I declare this meeting closed at 4:30 p.m. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on 16th of April 2025 at 4 p.m.